This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Marsha Castle, attorney at law of the firm Lee Castle and Fagley, address on file. Dear Ms. Castle, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Becky Jaggers, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is B-E-C-K-Y. Last name is J-A-G-G-E-R-S. That's J-A-G-G-E-R-S. On September 19th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 57-year-old female, height 5'6" tall, weight 160 pounds, period. She was involved in a work injury approximately three years earlier, period. She was a school custodian taking out a heavy trash can when the other person let go, resulting in this patient getting injured, period. She had pain in her mid and low back, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, she has severe mid and low back pain, period. She was advised that she had an injured disc that required surgery with fusions, period. She had three surgeries from the mid-back to the tailbone region that occurred in 2020, 2021, and 2022, period. New paragraph. Her mid-back or thoracic pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant type pain, period. It occurs with a burning and needle sensation, period. The pain intensity ranges from a good day of 8 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the bilateral hips, legs, and to the thighs, period. New paragraph. The lumbar pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant type pain, period. It is described as a burning and throbbing pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the buttocks down the right leg with numbness, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that a couple weeks later she was seen by her family doctor and given an exam, period. She was referred to a back doctor for a couple injections, period. She was referred to a back surgeon, Dr. Rowan, R-O-W-A-N, who did three surgeries with hardware insertion, period. She did have adequate follow-up, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living include problems with bending, comma, bending forward, comma, twisting, comma, lifting over 5 pounds, comma, running, comma, jumping, comma, yard work, comma, walking over 4 feet, comma, sitting over 20 minutes, comma, standing over 5 minutes, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include Percocet, comma, Lyrica, and an inhaler, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes Percocet and Lyrica, period. New paragraph, past medical history was due to the surgery. She acquired restless leg syndrome, comma, history of COPD, comma, history of depression and anxiety, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history revealed the patient never injured her mid or low back in the past, period. She has not had prior work injuries, period. The patient has not been involved in serious automobile accidents, period. The patient has not had prior lawsuits, period. New paragraph, past surgical history, if positive for hysterectomy and cholecystectomy, period. New paragraph, her occupation is that she has been given disability because of this injury in approximately the year 2021, period. New paragraph, I have reviewed an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent findings. Surgical report, IU North Hospital, date March 9th, 2021, procedure performed, 1, posterior instrumented spinal fusion, L2 to L5, period. Number 2, open treatment of lumbar fracture, L4 pedicle fractures bilaterally, period. They state underwent otherwise uncomplicated L3-4 TLIF, that's capital T, capital L, capital I, capital F. Uncomplicated L3-4 TLIF approximately 1 year ago, period. Initially did quite well, but unfortunately during the process of recovery had acute change in her symptoms with increased back pain, period. Back pain, comma, leg pain, and x-ray evidence of progressive deformity adjacent to her prior fusion, period. CT scan demonstrated pedicle fracture at L4, and MRI scan demonstrating L4-5 herniated nucleus pulposus, period. Given the patient's progressive symptoms and findings, and advanced imaging elected to proceed with operative intervention, period. IU North Hospital discharge notes, reason for visit was lumbar fusion deformity adjacent segment, period. 56-year-old female, status post, postoperative day number 4, status post revision, spinal fusion L2-L5 with Dr. Rowan, R-O-W-A-N, March 19th, 2021, period. Indiana University Health Notes, November 1st, 2022, states Becky Jaggers underwent spinal fusion T10-pelvis on April 18th, 2022, and is recovering, period. This surgery is related to her original surgery of June 26, 2020, period. Operative note, March 12, 2020, post-op diagnosis is lumbar disc disease with radiculitis, period. Name of procedure is right L3 and L4 transforaminal epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopic guidance, period. X-rays of the lumbar spine, January 5th, 2021, show L3-L4 posterior fusion hardware is present in stable position and alignment, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I have found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of a work injury were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, September 19th, 2023, the patient came in with an abnormal gait, period. Examination of the skin revealed a 6-centimeter surgical scar involving the left lower quadrant of her abdomen due to surgery of April 18th, 2022. There's also a 26-centimeter surgical scar, large, in midline from the mid-thoracic area to the lower lumbar area, also from the April 18th, 2022 surgery, as well as the surgeries from 2020 and 2021, period. There was an unrelated right upper quadrant vertical surgical scar, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area was unremarkable with normal thyroid, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Examination of the lungs were cleared to auscultation, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the thoracic area revealed diminished flexion lacking 14 degrees of function, period. Extension diminished by 10 degrees, period. Lateral flexion diminished by 8 degrees, and rotation diminished by 6 degrees, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the thoracic area, period. There was diminished strength in the thoracic spine, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed heat and tenderness with diminished range of motion, period. Lumbar flexion was severely diminished, period. Lumbar flexion was diminished by 54 degrees, period. Extension diminished by 10 degrees, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the lumbar area, period. There was loss of the normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was diminished strength in the lumbar area, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right knee jerk reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflex is 2 over 4. There was diminished strength in the right great toe, period. There was diminished sensation involving the right anterior lower leg, involving 25% of surface area, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, thoracic trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, and T10-pelvic fusion, period. Number 2, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, herniated nucleus pulposus with fusion of L2 to 5 and L4 pedicle fractures bilaterally, period. The above two diagnoses are directly caused by the mentioned work injury, period. New paragraph, at this time I'm rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition, by the AMA, please note the following impairment ratings, period. In reference to the thoracic area, utilizing Table 17-3, the patient qualifies for a 12% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the lumbar area, utilizing Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for an additional 19% whole body impairment, period. When we use the combined value charts, the patient has a total 29% whole body impairment as a result of this work-related injury, period. As the patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to arthritis in the thoracic and lumbar regions, period. New paragraph, future medical expenses will include ongoing medications at an estimated cost of $110 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some additional back injections would cost approximately $3,000, period. A back brace at a cost of $250 would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit at a cost of $500, period. New paragraph, I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me informed consent to perform an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.